You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober, she's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Here we go. We've had some problems again with the last couple of podcasts where they end, but then another podcast kicks in. We're going to try to fix this as soon as possible. So when we're done, we'll go, we're done. If I remember, I'll go, we're done. That's it. We're done. So anything after it, if something does come up again, it's from another... from a different podcast. But well, technical difficulties, I have to go through our main guy over at Riotcast, because I mean, you know, he goes onto my computer and he fixes it, but it's very, very technical. It's really technical stuff that I have no idea. You'd have to go to school to know this. You'd have to, or, you know, be a computer whiz to know what he does. He just zips right through it. Click here, click there, click this, do that, do this, there's sound levels, this, that. It's pretty amazing, the stuff that you can do on a computer. I mean, you know that. I mean, I personally, on a computer, when I go read some stories on Facebook, most of them aren't true. You know, a guy that just pops up wearing wearing a Batman mask, he's getting 80 million downloads a video. He just pops up with a Batman mask in front of his family. 80 million downloads. If he wanted to work comedy clubs, and go, yeah, I'm the Batman mask guy, and they wouldn't even ask him what he does. They wouldn't even care that he doesn't have an act. They would go, oh, this Thursday or Sunday, we have here at the comedy club in your town, we have Batman Mask Guy. Batman Mask Guy is coming in, and he'll sell out. People will go to see Batman Mask Guy. Now, who do you blame for this? Okay, comedy clubs... They need to sell tickets. They need to pay their mortgage, pay their employees, pay their taxes. But they're called comedy clubs. They're not called comedy clubs, YouTube stars, Batman mask guy. You know, you want to build a reputation having good shows. But those days are over. Building a reputation of having a good show, it's pretty much over. You know, at 9 out of 10 clubs I work, no one ever will come up and go, oh, that was funny stuff. Good. Oh, I see you've written some new material. I see you're doing different stuff. That bit was clever. That, you know, what I Colleen in Omaha will watch your shows and compliment you or say, oh, that was, you know, and you get very few and far in between that will do that, because they're looking how many seats are being sold. So, you can't really, I don't know, who do you blame? The audiences that are going to see this bullshit, that are paying for this fucking hogwash, they're just as much to blame as, I guess, if you say clubs for bringing in these type of acts. You know, there was a while... and it's probably still going on, that they were bringing soap opera stars in. But that was in the day, and that was more for, you know, it was more of a Q&A That's really what it was. They didn't have acts. They were soap opera stars. So they would bring them in for Q&As in the day. That never really hurt or bothered anybody. And I don't know if bringing in Batman mask guy, when that starts to happen, you know, I'll tell you what. There could be 20 Batman mask guys, because who do you really know? How do you really know who the real Batman mask guy is? So, I don't know. I just, you know, the only people that really get upset about some of this bullshit are just good comics. Comics that write material, try to create, try to be clever, you know. You know, there's comics, they don't give a shit either, because there's a lot of comics that I mean, basically stink. They don't fucking, you know, they're not, whatever. I mean, you know, and there's everybody in any aspect of life or any, you know, career that stinks, that are hacks, you know, that get by on whatever they get by on, you know. You know, luckily, you know, I'm not the fucking greatest in the world. I'm good at what I do. You know, I am the greatest. And, you know, and luckily I hung out throughout my career, or at least the last 20 years, with some of the best comics in the country. You know, hanging out with Patrice when he was alive, or hanging out. No, I'm talking to who am I talking to? I'm talking to the people listening. That's who I'm talking to.
The phone.
No, I'm talking to the people listening.
Oh my God, you're insane.
Why am I insane?
I'm talking about
what's going on. Oh, yeah, that's what you call doing a podcast. You're talking to a microphone.
It's for you that you were talking to someone on the phone like that, but it's...
No. I'm not talking
oh
like this.
God.
What?
But it's funny to me. It's just funny. You're funny. That you would so seriously talk about your career.
I'm talking about what's going on in the comedy world. How...
You're very seriously, though. It's like so intense.
Because
right?
This is some intense shit going down.
I thought you
down.
Were like talking to a club owner or something.
No, I'm talking about what's going on in this world.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my... You want me to tell you how gross this is, what she's doing? I made coffee this morning. Coffee. She took old coffee and threw it in the microwave. Who the fuck reheats coffee? It's not like it's a turkey burger or like it's... Who reheats coffee?
I no longer believe that you grew up the way that you say you grew up, because you're so weird about food and... It's...
Yeah. I would never reheat coffee. I'd make a fresh pot. That's why I just bought 4 big bags of Dunkin' Donuts coffee, to make a fresh pot. When you want
it's
a fresh
fine.
Pot.
It's fine. This is fine.
It's not fine. It's gross. It's old. If you went into a store.
Oh, that's actually really delicious. Take a sip.
I don't want to sip.
I'm going to put reheated and
no
fresh and see if you can tell the difference.
What I was saying is I'm lucky that I got to hang out throughout my career with great comics.
But you were, you know, you weren't saying that. That's,
yes,
that's
I was.
That's an appropriate tone. You were like this.
No.
I have been lucky in my life to hang out with some of the greatest comedians ever to walk this planet. Patrice O'Neill.
Colin. Patrice, Colin, Billy Burr, Norton, Bobby Kelly. Bonnie McFarlane.
No, don't say my name. That's not what I'm talking about, but that's fine. We'll talk about it later.
Don't bring it up.
Don't bring it up.
No, you can ask me who are some
don't
of my favorite comics.
No,
I'm talking about who I hung out with outside the clubs.
Yeah.
I'm talking about who I hung out with outside the clubs. I'm not saying they were just great. The crew of the guys I hung out with then were you grow up to be a better comic. Now, there was a lot of funny girls that hung out with us too, but they didn't hang out late after the, you know, standing on the corner or when we went to play basketball. You know, funny, female comics. But that's not what I was talking about. That's not the topic of, that's not
What are you babbling on
I'm
about?
Talking
just
about
talk about what you want to talk about.
I was talking about club. Who's at Guild hiring whoever to, you know, to fill seats or, you know, and nobody cares like we talked about. Nobody cares. We talked about this on Bobby's podcast.
I honestly,
Lewis, what?
Maybe I missed the beginning of this conversation.
How they? I'm saying that if that guy on Facebook that gets 80 million downloads. You know, I call him Batman mask guy. He just puts on a Batman mask and pops up like that in front of his family. Gets 70 million downloads, 80 million downloads. Just pops up in weird places wearing a Batman mask. Just pops up. If Batman mask guy wanted to work the comedy clubs, there we go. No problem.
Of course.
Right. No problem. What do you do, Batman mask guy? I wear my mask. When do you want to work?
It's because listen. You there's blame to be put on
the
not
audiences,
on the mask guy, but on the club.
Yeah, right.
For
not
booking
the mask guy
and
the audience for
the
going.
The audience for
going.
What I mean, I swear to God, and people have this thing where they're like, the audience is never wrong. In my books, the audience is almost always wrong. They really are. It's like you go to a club on a Saturday night, and they're sitting there like. Wait, you know, with expectation, like, I wonder how. Lots of people have their arms crossed.
I yell at them.
They're
I go,
like,
who are
they're
you
not,
fucking judging me?
Yeah, because, and you're like, wait, this is Saturday night in New York City. Like, where do you think it's going to get better than this? Like, what are you waiting for?
Saturday night in LA.
I mean, even that is like, it's New York comics are the best in the world, you know? So. Even if you don't like one of them, it's like if you don't like all of them, that's something wrong with you. It's like I don't understand going to see comedy and just being like, well, I guess we better go in and start judging. You know, it's like relax, let go, have fun. Who fucking cares? It's just it's my same old fucking pet peeve of it's really not that fun anymore to do stand up.
I had a good time last night at the Cellar.
Well, you can still have good shows. I mean, you can still kill. When you go on the road and it's your audience, it's much more fun.
Yeah, but it depends. It's probably half your audience or what.
Wow.
And then there's the other ones judging you and offended by everything. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, yeah, you can't
Let's
blame.
Talk about something else.
You can't,
I think our audience gets so tired of this conversation.
Well, no, I can't. You can't be mad at Stormy Daniels. It's not her fault. She's going, I need to make money.
No, I don't begrudge Stormy Daniels at all.
You know?
Anyway. Excuse
it's
me.
Audiences and clubs.
It's just, it's like, and for the club to book Stormy Daniels, you think, hey, that's that great. Who cares? One night of the year, they're going to book a Stormy Daniels.
Well, but
what happens is that, you know, this week they're booking Stormy Daniels. The next week they're booking a WWE guy. The next week they're booking a YouTube star. The next week, you know, comedians are just getting fucking shut out. You know, here's an actor turned comedian. You know, that fucking guy from
Jeremy
Piven is like, he doesn't even have any fucking idea that he's shitty. And he acts like he's been doing it long enough now that he's a real comic. It's like, dude, you're using your other, it's like.
I know.
It's like anybody who has any other fame can now come in and do stand up. And it's like, okay, so audiences, I guess. You don't want real stand-up? Don't fucking... Good.
Well, they can't call them comedy clubs anymore. They got to call them like, anything we could sell a ticket club.
Spectator clubs or something? I don't know.
Two drink minimum clubs? Yeah. I don't... You know, there's still some clubs that, and there's still...
Well, the clubs that actually give a shit about stand-up and book comedians that they like, which is how they should do it. They should book comedians that they genuinely like, because what it does is it curates a certain kind of audience. And then when you go in, a lot of the work is already done for you.
Yeah.
These people like this kind of comedy already. You know, they know when they come to the comedy club that they've seen a good show before. They're probably going to see another good show. It's like, you know, I don't know. I would like to know how many people who come see some fake comedian or like a Stormy Daniels, like the people that come see Stormy Daniels, obviously they're 100% Democrats, right? Maybe a couple of Republicans come in to heckle. I don't know.
Wow.
So they come in, do like
and kids that watch and people that watch porn. people that know porn.
Oh, right. I keep forgetting. She's an actual literal porn star.
Still or was? Was.
Was. Okay, so does that translate into them coming back to other comedy shows? Because they probably are not going to see a great show. So then they're like, oh, that wasn't very good. Then they're not... Are they poisoned by the comedy club experience? Are they like, oh, maybe we should go back there and see a real comic?
No.
They don't? Okay. No. I don't know. I mean, I would...
If you went to a restaurant was giving out free food, you'd go have your free food, and you wouldn't go, hey, let's go back there.
And well, if it was bad, especially.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it was bad free food.
Or even just mediocre, you'd be like, why are they giving out mediocre free food to promote their club?
Yeah. No, a restaurant, I said.
Thank you. I've obviously made an error.
Well, anyhow, moving on. So, last night, my daughter for Christmas bought myself and her a ticket to see Elton John. We went to see Elton John last night, his farewell Goodbye Yellow Brick Road tour.
We saw it in Vegas, Rain and I.
I thought he had a residency in Vegas for a while.
Maybe he did.
Did it have the big screen behind him showing all the stuff?
Yep.
And it said farewell Goodbye Yellow Brick Road?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, don't see you and Raina because Raina fell asleep. But you and your family saw him, right? I wonder how much the tickets were in Vegas. Jess said they were expensive here.
Oh, yeah, they were expensive.
But he's 71, and it was a good, you know, it was a good show. It you know, he played all the songs you want to hear. What, you're saying Swallow?
Yeah, because you're like, you can actually hear it like kind of like, it almost sounds like a boat that's taken on water.
That was you.
I was doing it to show you, like, to Swallow. It sound, when you're talking, it sometimes...
Oh, Bonnie bought a book on birds, so she's probably at the Swallow chapter right now on your book on birds. Have you read your book on birds lately?
Thousands of times.
Birds in New Jersey, that's...
Birds of New Jersey.
How many is there? I mean, is there more than 10?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah. So, they're
the book
same,
is color-coded.
You know, that book, The Birds in New Jersey, are probably the same... Birds of New York, because they don't know when they're flying over the border.
Do you suppose, though, that there's certain regions where certain animals and birds and flora are, and then they're
and
not?
What are, and what are flora? And what are? What'd you say? What,
flora?
What's flora?
You don't know a flora?
I think he made up a word. Flora. Florist?
Once again, those of us who know, know. Those of us who don't, don't. It's plants.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that. But it's not called flora.
It's not?
No, it's called...
Okay. All right, Ewan. I mean, do you want me to look it up? I don't know how many times you have to be wrong before you're like, maybe something I didn't know is happening right now. Like, you don't know the word, right? So in your mind, you're like, that means it does not exist. Right?
No. No one uses that word.
It doesn't matter who uses it or not. It is a word. You're saying it's not a word.
People would say
you're so frustrating. This is, by the way, Dunning-Kruger effect. You should go on talks, TED Talks and stuff, and people will just point to you and be like, hey, who wants to know about Dunning-Kruger? Here's a guy. He knows nothing about anything. Literally, the other day, may I say? It makes you sound so stupid.
No, I'm not.
May I talk about it?
You can talk about whatever you want.
I said, come March 30th, this shit is going to get real with Brexit. He goes, what's Brexit? He really said that. He
I don't read up on Europe.
Heard the term Brexit. I don't even know how you can get through, even if I didn't want to hear it. It just gets in you. You just see it and then you go, wait, what's that? You do a little research on it.
Never heard of it.
Ask a few people, maybe.
I
guarantee you it's come across your fucking feed.
If I called Bobby right now, he wouldn't know either.
Call him up and ask him. Every single person on the planet has heard of Brexit. It's a big fucking deal.
Huh? All right, hold on. Keep going. You can talk.
So then I explain it to him in the simplest of terms that I can. I try to tell him it's a very complicated issue that not even experts really know that much about.
I'm calling.
They have a hard time explaining it. And Rich says, "Oh, it's a power move."
Well, Bobby, we're doing our podcast, So I put my phone is by the microphone. This is how good as it gets. But Bonnie said I was stupid.
Can I tell him?
You could ask him first. You ask him.
Yesterday or 2 days ago.
Ask him what it is.
I said, shit's going to get real with this Brexit thing. And Rich said, what is Brexit?
Ask him if he knows.
He'd never heard the term before.
Ask him if he knows.
He knows.
Yeah. So what was, okay, go ahead.
So in his defense, he said, Bobby's never heard the word either.
Yeah. Not only have I heard the word, I saw the movie. Okay. Yeah. So
what movie?
There's a movie on Netflix called Brexit. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, then we're looking at
it. Yeah, there's a movie about the whole thing, what happened and how the whole thing was, they pulled out of Brexit because of pretty much the internet. They got people who didn't even know what was going on to vote against it.
It's a very complicated issue. Nobody seems to understand it, and yet they have to vote on it. They voted for Britain to leave the EU, and now it's going to cause a fucking shitstorm. They don't have a deal in place with the rest of the Europe. Right. Anyway, go ahead, Rich. Rich, I tell this to Rich. He goes, it's just a power. Britain. It's just a power move with Britain. It's like the most complicated thing in the world. So I'm explaining to our audience what Dunning-Kruger is, which I don't know if you know. It's when dumb people think they know things.
He suffers from it too.
But why are you going to lump me in? I know what Brexit is, stupid.
Well, I just would. I was guessing you didn't. Okay, on this one.
Everyone on the planet has heard of it. It's on the news. It's on your Twitter timeline. It's on Facebook.
Can
it's
you get
all.
Bonnie back on, please?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bonnie, the reason why he's dumber than me is because.
You both spell draw the same way, by the way.
What did you say?
One time I asked you to spell drawer because you and Rich were both calling it a draw. And you spelt it D-R-A-W.
Right. Well, the reason why we're both smarter than him is that I will admit that I am dumb.
Yes, yes. You're,
that's why I'm smarter than him.
That is 100% correct, yes.
Yeah, because he thinks he's somehow in the fucking... Look, we can go back and why do I not know this? Or why we can go back to my childhood, blah, blah. He refuses to do that. He thinks that he is as smart...
Closer.
Anybody he's sitting next to.
No, he thinks he's smart. I've heard him explain like engineering to an engineer. Like he will find out someone's job and explain it to them.
Yeah, but he has to know that he's smarter in certain things than other people.
Barely.
Like, yeah, well, you know, probably street crime, how to get crack.
Yeah, how to tie your arm up. I don't know.
Yeah, so whatever it is, not useful stuff, but you know, but he doesn't understand that he's dumb. He won't accept the fact.
He won't accept it.
Yeah, which makes him dumber than the dumbest person.
Anytime I use a word that he's never heard before, he goes, "That's not a real word." Then we look it up. Then we look it up, and it's a real word. Okay, and then 2 minutes later, I'll use another word, and he'll be like, "That's not a real word." Like he has no learning curve.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the ability to say, he doesn't have the ability to learn from what his experiences. They're like, okay, if I did that to you one time, I'd never do it again.
Yeah, right. You'd learn. You'd be like, I think she might know things more than me, so let me keep my mouth shut here. But he loves, as much as he wants to be right in everything, he must love being wrong because it's just an endless cycle of him being wrong.
No.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
What do you mean I'm wrong? Listen, first of all, I'm so right about so many things.
Oh my God, he couldn't even think of that fucking statement.
No,
he did a first of all without any fucking point.
Yeah, with no second of all or a third of all.
That was on my one.
He didn't even have a first of all on that one.
That was on my one of my albums, okay? Anyhow.
First of all, fuck off.
Fuck it, look it. Listen to me. Anyhow,
It's word salad until he can think of something to say.
Word salad. Do you know what Bonnie just did?
She
took old coffee and threw it in a microwave and reheated it. Who does
that? I do that all the time.
You do that too?
Of course I do, because it's not old. 2 days ago, yes. A day ago, yes. If it was from a couple hours ago, it's still coffee dumped up.
There you go.
You're just reheating it.
Thank you.
Dude, how come? Did we wake you up? You were sleeping, weren't you?
I was trying to take a nap, but now the fact that she brought up this whole thing with you thinking that you're smarter than me, or somehow every time somebody accuses you of being dumb, you have to lump me in with you.
No.
Somehow.
You were lumping him in. You were
I wasn't.
You were like, I'm not the only one who doesn't know it.
No. I just said Bobby because I know I could get him on the phone.
What?
I just said I brought your name up.
Do you think Colin knows?
Colin knows everything.
Okay, there you go.
Colin knows everything.
What about Norton? Do you think he knows?
Of course he does. He has to know that kind of shit for radio.
Okay. What about Keith?
No.
You don't think Keith has ever fucking... Keith knows.
You're racist.
No, ask me about another black person if they know.
Kevin Hart.
No.
Jesus.
Marina.
Artie Fuqua.
Definitely not.
How about Marina?
Not in a million years.
She does. Marina knows everything.
Ask me about white people now.
Carmen Lynch.
Definitely knows.
She does?
Yeah, because she travels throughout Europe. She does shows in Europe.
Listen.
What?
Do you know what it is now?
I guarantee you, Bobby, I'm going to say in less than 4 hours, I will hear him explaining it to someone else.
Wow, that's a sign of, I have to back him up. That's a sign of intelligence.
No, it's not. It's Dunning-Kruger.
He learned what Brexit is in the European Union,
yes.
And he's trying to teach other people. So that's a job well done.
It's a power move, basically. That's what it is. Yeah. You know,
how is
it a power move? They're not going to have any food or medicine.
They put all their fucking chips on red.
Yeah, they really did.
What?
They put all their chips on red.
Who did?
England.
I should have let him answer. I'm sorry.
Now? Well, if it works out in their favor, they'll double their money. If it doesn't, they're fucked. That's how I look at things. Power move. Bet all, take all, and all or nothing. Have you ever heard that term, all or nothing?
Well, it looks like it's going to be nothing.
Then they'll figure out a way to revamp. They always do. You know, look, I mean, just watch. You learn, whatever, you know. I watch a lot of these shows.
This is the dumbest conversation I've ever had in my life.
It is?
Yeah, it's pretty much, it's probably the second dumbest. The first dumbest was the one I had with you, too.
Yes, I was going to say, it had to have been.
I can't. I can't stand you. When you called me, I'm like, oh, something's wrong. Something's up. Hey, we're on the podcast. I'm thinking maybe something happened. You're a fucking asshole. You really are. And Bonnie should be given a fucking medal. Number one, because she's talented, she's pretty, she has a whole thing going on, and she stayed with you.
I know.
Through all of it. All of it. As soon as all your fame died 11 years ago, she should have left. Okay?
No, first of all, my fame is still increasing. My fame is still increasing.
It's not increasing.
Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? Every day you get one more Twitter follower, that means your fame is increasing.
Listen, okay. What? You have plateaued, okay?
I have not plateaued. You know why? Because I keep creating and I keep writing. So, and that's all I could do in this world is create and write, and no one could take that from me. And
I hate you. You know what I hate about you? Your self-pep talks.
Okay. Oh. Well, okay. You know what I hate about you? Your fucking carving and whittling.
First of all, you've never seen my whittling skills, so you can't say that you truly hate them.
Do you okay? whittle?
So don't fucking say you hate something you've
yes,
never
he,
seen.
Yes, he whittles. He makes bowls and spoons.
Why aren't we married? Why? Because I could be like planting my garden and looking at birds, and he could be whittling. It sounds like heaven.
I'd be thin.
we'd be vegans together.
Oh, it'd be fucking great. Living in Westchester instead of Jersey.
Yes.
Oh, how can we set this up? how could we possibly make this happen? If not you, do you know anybody?
I'll trade 100%, but I know Don won't.
Well,
my boss is an asshole. Can we set this up?
No, I didn't. Do you have any whittling friends? Do you belong to a whittling club?
I got a ton of friends that would love to be. You'd love to take Barney off your hands.
As long as they whittle.
fuck you and whittling. Whittling's a good craft, okay? It's a nice craft to have.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to wrap this. Hopefully this sounds okay when Rob puts it up.
Even if you can't understand one word of it, it's probably better than the rest of our podcast.
call me later. I got something to tell you about the Riotcast.
Why don't you guys promote the show right now?
Because it won't probably be up in time, but I promote it at the end. I'm opening for a Batman mask guy at a club. The guy from Facebook that just puts on the Batman mask.
I love how Rich is like, it's from Facebook. Like, the guy is not on any other platform.
He gets like 60 or 70 million downloads.
Rich is like a grandfather that's like, I read it on Facebook. He doesn't know that these are like, people are reposting things from other places.
No, but this guy.
Are you proud that you're opening for a guy wearing a Batman mask?
I'm not opening for him. I'm just saying that that's what's next in this business.
No, what's next to this business is for me and you and Keith to be standing at the front doors and going, welcome to Home Depot. Is there anything I can help you with?
How come you ran out of the cellar so quick last night when I came in?
Because I saw you come in. I literally turned, saw you, and ran out.
You didn't want to ask me how Elton John was?
No, it bugged me how eager you were to talk about.
He's always a fun call. He didn't know what that thing was.
The thing was, is that not if he knows what it is, it's have you heard of it? I mean, people have a general understanding that Brexit is Britain exiting the EU. Okay, Flora, F-L-O-R-A, Flora. Want to hear how it sounds?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not working.
Oh, you can do that?
Oh, my God.
Flora.
All right. Flora.
Do you know what I want to do sent to some club owners like that?
The plants of, it's a noun, the plants of a particular region, habitat, or geological period.
Oh, I knew that. So, anyhow.
So, my point was, before this all started, do you think that just because they don't know the border of New Jersey and New York, that, I mean, there's still plants that are in certain areas and not in other areas?
Yes.
Are in certain areas and not in other areas. Yeah. You get that right?
Yeah, but most birds that are in New Jersey will fly into New York.
It's, yeah, at least for a weekend. North American birds, probably, but, you know, I don't, it's like,
what's New Jersey's
common
bird?
Common bird.
Do you know New Jersey's bird?
Yeah, it's the gold tail. It's the
finch?
Golden finch.
That's New Jersey's bird.
Yes.
Do you know New Jersey's flower?
I used to know it. Is it the tiger lily? Let me see.
Do you know why they call New Jersey the Garden State?
Because it smells like shit. Because it smells like. What do you call that stuff?
Manure?
Manure. Manure. That's a girl's name.
So, we went to see Elton John last night, And it, the guy's 71, and it was a great concert. He played all.
Oh, it's the common blue violet, by the way. It's a state flower.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Very pretty.
71-year-old guy played all the songs that you know that you wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Your song, Rocket Man, Funeral for a Friend. You know, just all of them. Border Song. He played Border. Tiny Dancer. Levon. These are all, you know, his greatest songs. I mean, the guy is definitely an icon. It's his farewell tour. I saw him in 1976, and then I saw him last night. 43 fucking years ago, I saw him.
Wow.
43 years ago. Isn't that crazy?
That's insane.
And like, you know, I'm at that concert, you know, high on pot, maybe Quaaludes or whatever. That's, you know.
Do you remember the concert?
The one part I remember from that concert is when Kiki D came out and they started singing Don't Go Breaking My Heart together.
Oh, they
did that.
I don't know who that is.
They sang that song, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. I couldn't if I tried. Huh? You know that song?
Yeah, I know the song.
Well,
I don't know
that's who
Kiki is.
That's
okay.
Who he sang it with. She passed away.
Oh, it's a woman. Okay.
Yeah, Kiki D. She passed away. But I remember that part of the concert. That's pretty much it. Mm. You know, it's 43 years ago.
Yeah.
But I do remember her walking out, them playing that, and the crowd going nuts. So I was probably high.
Where were you? Where was that
at the Madison Square Garden, same place.
Wow, very cool.
I mean, I saw... Here's some of the bands I saw at the Garden. It's amazing the bands that we used to go. I saw Bowie there. I saw Yes. I saw The Who there. Bob Dylan and the Band. Alice Cooper.
How'd you have the money to go to those concerts?
Well, you
save I guess they
up.
Weren't hundreds of dollars then, right?
No,
you
they
could
were
go
like
for
$8
bucks.
A ticket or something.
Oh, really?
$13 or whatever.
Wow.
You know, Queen.
And
I
why
saw.
Was it so much cheaper, you think? Like, I mean,
well, but that was a lot of money back then, too.
I know, but the inflation is like.
Because
not
they
that
were making
much, but because, they were not doing like all these pyrotechnic kind of shit or what?
Oh no, they like had more, stage shows. They had.
I wonder why then it
light
was,
shows. Why is it? Well, the cost of living, obviously, we don't. And also now,
no, but probably
they make
the middleman
all
of, wasn't
because
taking
they,
so much money.
They were making money off of albums then too,
because
there was no Pandora and Spotify
right, they were doing
where
the,
they were
getting, doing the concert to pay for the albums now. They do the album to promote the concert.
Pretty much. They make their money on tour now.
Yeah.
They're not making it from sales.
Right.
Like they did. You know, people would go into record stores and buy the records and buy the, you know, mm-hmm. you couldn't download it one song at a time online. Mm-hmm. You had to buy the whole album. So, you know, it was now, you know, whatever. And... So,
yeah, because it was over $100. It was like $140, maybe. I can't remember. But
Jessica said this was like over $200. It could
maybe because I think in Vegas it was like $140 or something. I can't remember.
I would think Vegas would be more than Madison Square Garden.
It could have been more than that. I don't recall, honestly.
But I'm sitting there. There's.
But I remember thinking it was more than I thought it was going to be.
Do you know what's insane? I'm sitting there watching, you know, the concert, looking around, and the back was not filled.
Uh-huh.
You know, behind the right. stage. That's because you wouldn't be able to see. So without that, not filled.
Wait, you were doing the math on the seats the way that
no.
you would?
No. Okay. No, without that, not filled. It's like 18,000 seats.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Burr sold out the Garden.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, you know, a comic, 18,000. He made more money in one night. Then I'll make in 2 years probably
yeah.
at the Garden, you know,
probably
being that fucking angry boat act that he is. You want to see, do you ever see this? Oh, I'll show you a clip later. I watched a whole
now,
montage.
Does,
I watched a whole
this,
montage on
Billy. You're allowed to like take pictures and stuff, obvious, right? When you're there.
I guess.
But with a comic, do they put them in the bags, the phones?
I don't know. 18,000 of those bags? I don't know.
I don't know. Stop.
I watched a montage of Billy on Facebook or something from all his talk shows and angry. Mm-hmm. You know, it was really funny. He had a lot of
He's
funny,
very funny.
He had some funny shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing that no one, you know, we couldn't do, but it was funny.
Oh, my God.
It was really fucking funny. he found his voice, and it fucking 18,000 seats. I'm watching, wow. But the concerts I saw at the Garden, you know, Alice Cooper. I mean, I could go on and on with these fucking concerts. I want to go to this Broadway show I heard about. You wouldn't want to go, but it's about the Temptations, the band.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to get tickets for that. See, Keith will probably go with me. He's the one who told me about it.
Mm.
So, I mean, I don't know who else would like the Temptations. Somebody older like me. And
I was going to buy you a record of the Temptations. Why didn't you want it the other day?
No, you. That was the Four Tops.
Oh. Oh, there was a Temptations there, too. I didn't show you.
Yeah, the Four Tops. I mean, I like the Four Tops, but they weren't the Temptations.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, babe.
Why is that a thing on your face, Uzi?
I have a zit.
That's not a zit. Oh.
Is it coming out?
No, no. It's done. It's done. I thought it was a well. Anyhow, listen.
What does that mean?
Like a water, because stuff's coming out.
Do you mean like a fountain?
Yeah, that's what I meant, a fountain.
Yeah, well, a well you have to like...
What?
Like that would be an analogy for something deep and dark.
No, oh, this water comes out of a well.
You have to pull it out.
Not if it overflows. Okay, you got me on that one. I got to hand it to you on that one.
I mean, I should have said everything you say about my acne on my face is a treat for me that you've noticed. You look at me. You see me.
Art.
What a wonderful marriage we have. People write me, like, you should see my Instagram sometimes. People will write these huge, long letters on my fucking Instagram about, like, how I should get a divorce. Like, people really think you're awful.
No, they
and
don't.
Yes, I should read some to you. They're insane. They're like, he gets me so angry, and you shouldn't have to put up with this. And it feels good, kind of, to me, because I'm like, oh, thank you.
Oh, they're as dumb as you are.
It feels good that people see what I have to go through.
Oh, yeah, they see what I have to go through.
Nobody just my, sees that you have
yes,
to go through.
They just don't have the time to write it.
No, because you don't show any vulnerability. If you did, then
do,
people
man?
Would be on
I
your side
I do all the
more.
Time. I go, yeah, that hurt. I go, oh, why'd you say that? That's not
we
nice.
We had big fight because...
Big fight? We had big fight.
We had big fight. well, I was going to say fights, but really it was just one, right?
Which one are you talking about now?
When you're a con, he, and this is, listen, everyone's heard this before, so don't weigh in until I'm done explaining, because everybody knows this is true. You're just a constant fucking piece of shit around the house.
No.
Just, yeah.
No.
So one day I said, you know what, because every morning I get up, good morning, how are you? Sometimes I like go to hug you or whatever, you push me away.
I don't push you away all the time.
The other day, I go to hug you, right? And I could tell you.
You didn't go to hug me.
Yeah, I actually hugged you. I walked up to the bedroom. I gave you a hug. And this is because somebody sent me an email saying why you behave the way you are. A psychologist.
Enough with that fucking clown.
And they said you have abandonment issues, which makes sense because your father left when you were young.
Oh, so that's such a stock hacky therapist. Go ahead. He has abandonment issues. Everybody, go ahead.
Not badminton issues.
I said abandonment. I didn't say badminton issues.
You
no
have
one
badminton
ever.
Issues.
I have.
You only like tennis. So I walked upstairs to the bedroom. I gave you a hug. I could see you wanted to say something to me, but I just... gave you a hug.
So I wanted to say good morning. How
no,
are you doing?
No, it wasn't the morning. And I gave you a hug and I said, don't worry. I love you. I'm not going to leave you. And you pushed me away and went, should I wear that or that?
No, that was a different time of the day. That wasn't in the morning. That was
I
in the night.
I didn't say it was in the morning. I'm just saying, so this is building up to me. So I was like, so you couldn't.
Well,
you couldn't stop yourself from whatever the thing was that you were about to say. No matter what I said, you couldn't hear it or listen because you were like, is this the thing I should wear? Is this good? You know, you had to go into
I don't want
to
forget.
Does this match or does that match?
I don't want to forget.
I was like, you know what? Enough with you. I'm done trying to make you feel good and safe and loved. You know, sometimes Rain and I both hug you together and say, "You're loved."
Oh,
you're
and
loved.
I hug back
because we want you to stop being a gigantic fucking asshole. So the way we sometimes try to do that is not with anger, but with love, and then it's still it does not work. It doesn't happen. You're like, "Get off of me, leave me alone, whatever." So every morning I get up, I say, "Good morning, how are you?" I start, and he just grunts or, "That coffee fresh." You know, it's all no. this like, yeah.
No.
No, because you love being grumpy. No. You love it
I
so
don't
much.
Know.
Yes,
what?
You're like this. So somebody's like this to you. "Hi, good morning, oh, how you are know. You?" You're like, "This coffee fresh."
You know
whatever.
Should.
So one day I was sitting on the couch. I was writing.
I am a little grumpy. I got to make
And you sure. came downstairs and I said, "I'm not going to say anything to him. I'm going to wait. I'm going to see." Because we just had the discussion. Oh, I remember. Because we went to, what was that restaurant called? The pasta place.
Olive Garden.
We went Olive to Garden. Olive Garden and got in a huge fight.
And she started it. But go ahead.
Who's she? Me? Talk to me.
Yeah.
I'm right here.
I'm talking to the audience. Bonnie started it.
Okay.
You started it. There. Is that better?
This is exactly the kind of thing that where it doesn't put you on people's side. Nobody believes you that I started it.
You did. Here's what Bonnie does. Here, this is Bonnie's ammo. This is Bonnie's ammo.
What does MO stand for?
Oh, I used to know.
Want me to give you the first one?
What's that?
Want me to give you the first one?
Yeah.
Modus.
Do
you want me to give you the second one?
Yeah.
Operandi.
Yeah. That's M-O.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Probably Latin. I have no idea.
Yeah, it is.
Dunning-Kruger.
Okay, here's, and I don't want to get in a fight because this is, I'm in a good mood.
Oh, okay. There you, now, this is great for the audience to know. This is his baseline good mood.
What?
This is what we're all supposed to understand is him being in a good mood. It's like there's no outward appearance of it whatsoever.
What are you talking about? I've been laughing and smiling, having a good time.
Okay, go ahead.
And this is Bonnie's MO. And, you know, it's probably a lot of people's MO that have a period. So we'll get in an argument where she knows she's 100% wrong. Because sometimes you get in an argument, you know you're wrong. And she's 100% wrong. And then when you point it out, she'll go, "Oh, instead of blaming me, you can't bring down the argument. You can't smooth it out."
My point is, a lot of the time, if I make my actual point, because I don't think you're actually, that is what I do sometimes. I say, if you see someone's in a bad mood, don't.
Well, no, I'm not saying
them,
a bad mood. I'm saying
try to make them in a good mood. What you tend to do is, when you see someone's in a bad mood, you take it very personally and you start to yell at them
and
freak out on them.
I'm saying, if we're in an argument, and you're wrong.
There wasn't an argument, and I wasn't wrong. I was in a bad mood, and because...
Why did you turn this podcast so you turn this into an argument almost?
I'm discussing something. I'm not having an argument. I thought this is what this... Okay, go back to listing songs from Elton John. I'm sorry. Go back to listing... No, that's interesting for people.
I listed all
of
them.
They can't Google stuff like that. A lot of them don't have Google to so please, continue listing Elton John songs.
Go ahead. Well, what I'm saying in your discussion is not when you're in a bad mood, because we all get in bad moods.
And sometimes Rain and I try to get you out of your bad
mood by
being nice, but that is not your MO. When you see someone in a bad mood, you immediately try to fight them to the death.
No.
When have you ever been like, "Hey, come on, be in a good mood"?
First of all,
it's only after a fight.
This is two different topics you're talking about. I'm talking about if we're in an argument or a fight, whatever you want to call it, disagreement, and you're wrong. We're not saying you're in a good mood or a bad mood. We're just talking about the argument.
About?
I'm just saying any argument that you're wrong about, you go, instead of going, I'm wrong, you go, oh, you can't smooth this out. You can't, like.
That's not true. A lot of times when I'm wrong, I admit when I'm wrong.
Do you the other thing I just said you do?
I do when it's a bad mood. I think you're misdiagnosing the other thing.
When we were in Olive Garden and we had that little argument, I didn't know you were in a bad mood. I thought you just fucking snapped at a statement I made that I wasn't trying to be mean, and I don't know why you're in a bad mood. So I just thought it was an argument over something dumb I said, you know. And then, boom, next thing you know,
next thing you know, you looked at me and you went, you fucking bitch.
I didn't say
right
bitch.
In front of Raina, and you're like, I'm going to the fucking car.
I didn't say bitch. I did not. How many times have you cursed at me in front of Raina? And you know what Raina says now? And like, I asked her to do something yesterday. I said, can you go to the, and I was nice. I said, you have your coat and sneakers on. Can you run to the car and get me something? She said, no. I said, come on. She goes, oh, it's all about you. And she hears you saying that. I'm her parent. And then I get mad because if a parent tells a kid to do something, there should be no argument. I said, please go to the car. And it should be yes. You know, back
the
in
way
the
way you were?
Yeah.
Oh, hmm.
I don't remember when I was 11.
I doubt that you did anything your parents asked you to do.
At 11, I probably did.
At 11, you probably didn't. At 11, you were already on the path to some fucking bullshit. So,
you don't know when I was a good kid, kind of, for most of the part.
Well, it hasn't translated into adulthood because anytime anyone asks you to do something, you get very angry very quickly.
No, if you say fix this, fix that, I'm right on top of it. Are you kidding me?
Richard.
Are you kidding me? Richard. I love fixing your stuff and helping you out.
Oh,
the shelves set.
My
the shelves,
God. I'm not saying you don't do it. I'm saying there's never been a moment of our lives where I've been like, hey, can you take out the garbage when you go? Or
I took it out without asking this morning. Take a look.
You've been doing it lately because I made that thing where I said you should never leave the house without taking out the garbage.
I didn't leave the house. I took it out without leaving the house.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm
using that as an example. My example being, you go like this. I will later. Like, you're never like, yeah, no problem. Never, never, never. Hey, can you take this downstairs? Guess.
I don't do that. How many times have you asked me to take your plate down? I go, no problem. Or bring me coffee. Yes. You know what your problem is? You dwell on the negative. And you got to start dwelling.
There is a lot of negative to dwell on.
You got
to
dwell on the positive.
Okay, so.
Although I am grumpy. I did say to the people at Planet Fitness, like when I walked in the other day, they said, how are you doing? And I go, you don't care.
Yeah, see, like what?
But he was laughing. I made him laugh. And then, you know, I go, I know they make you say this. I know, so don't worry. You know. But we talked about that, how you don't like it either.
I know, but I don't go around like holding people's fucking feet to the fire.
I didn't hold their feet to the fire. I was making it like, come on. If I smashed my head, you wouldn't care.
Oh, my God. You're so weird. Okay, so back. So,
can we wrap this up?
So we had this discussion after the Olive Garden where I was like, you know, whenever you're in a bad mood, it's just Rich is in a bad mood. Everyone has to
I'm not usually in a bad mood. I'm usually in a good mood.
Well, you're never usually showing it, and you certainly don't make any effort to put other people in a good
mood. Do I hit anybody?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that was the fucking... is that the...
I've never pushed anybody.
I'm going to bring it up. Next time somebody goes, what do you like about being married to Rich Voss? I'm going to go, he's never hit me. He's never pushed me. Okay. There's been a little bit of verbal abuse, but that's, I can handle it. People will be like horrified.
On radio.
What is a positive thing that you brought?
Let me say, well, listen.
Okay. So I sat there. You got up, walked by. I said, I'm not going to say good morning. I'm going to wait until he says it to me. Literally 45 minutes went by. You didn't speak. You didn't.
That's not true. I must have spoke in 45 minutes.
No.
You exaggerate.
You didn't.
You do. And you're just feeding fuel into these people that write you. You want to get some more emails from them.
I don't. You like the attention. I want to give you the opportunity to show them
that I'm a good person.
Bonnie hasn't suffered for 13 years in this fucking marriage.
You haven't.
12?
Do I laugh at you?
Oh, my God.
Huh? Do I laugh at you?
I happen to be one of the funniest people in the world.
Oh, my God. How do my underarms stink? My God, I never have BO. Bonnie likes that, though. Smell that.
No, thanks.
Oh, my God. Where did that come from? Anyhow, we got to wrap this up. Anything you want to plug?
Well, we have the 12th that we have to do.
This Tuesday.
Get your tickets now. Comedy Cellar, Village Underground.
Fat Black Pussycat.
Oh, the Fat Black Pussycat. That's where we're doing it? Oh, that's great.
That's a cool room. Upstairs at the Village Underground, the upstairs room. We're doing a live My Wife Hates Me.
With Jessica Curson.
As our marriage counselor. And in real life, her mom is a marriage counselor.
I happen to know someone that sees her mother as their therapist.
Well, that's their privilege. You can't say that. So, Tuesday, Village, 8 o'clock. Get your tickets. It's going to be fucking great. And there'll be a comic. We'll get a comic to do 10 minutes up front, warm up the crowd. And I want to record it. So we got to remind me to bring our recorder. You have to remind me so we could put it up on the website. I mean, on Riotcast.
All right. Sounds good.
Listen, this Friday, the Keswick Theater, myself, Bobby Kelly, Jim Florentine, Ron Bennington. That's this Friday, the Keswick Theater. Next weekend I'll be in Toronto, Corner Comedy Club. This is a really small room. It's like 35 seats, but I'm doing like 3 shows a night. In Toronto, Corner Comedy Club. It's going to be, everybody works here says it's great. This is the smallest room I've done in my life. No, years ago I did the Holy City Zoo. But anyhow, it's going to be great. I'm going to love it because I love rooms like that. Just small, intimate. You can just sit and talk. I mean, obviously you're doing comedy, but I love it. So go to richvoss.com. I got dates everywhere. Everywhere. And thank you for listening.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.